here in Nacogdoches. And I don't know what kind of an education grandmother might have had.
You think she had about an average education for that time? She could read and write?
Oh yes.
So probably at least the 8th grade or something?
Well, what kind of a formal education she had, I don't know. She was a beautifully educated woman. But quite a lot of it was probably self-done.
Did she ever work?
Mm-mm.
What about your family going farther back on your father's side?
Well, you go back to England, then you go to France. Mm-hmm. All the way back to Charlie Munger.
When did come to this country?
Well, before the American Revolution, about 1729.
Mm-hmm. And they settled?
In North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Then went to Georgia. Then my great-grandfather got run out of Georgia when he came to Texas.
What year did they come to Texas?
1835, excuse me.
They were in France before they were? When did they go from France to England?
I'm not sure. I have to go back and look it all up. I don't really know.
English speakers when they came to.
Oh yes. Uh-huh.
They
went to England probably with William.
Oh.
Whatever his name was. The bastard.
What about this?
I don't know too much about this. They were from Vermont. And Mary Landon's father died when she was 14 or 15, but fairly young, and married her to a much older man. So that she would be taken care of. And then he died, got killed. He was on some sort of a speculative business mission and was on a ship out of Alabama that was sunk, and he was drowned, and he left Mary Landon some, no, I'm not talking about I'm talking about Mary Landon. Mary Landon was my great-grandmother's, my great-grandfather's wife.
Mm-hmm. Was Landon her maiden name?
Mm-hmm. My grandmother was a All right. I don't know.
You said someone had, in your family was here before, in the country before 1700, or which?
Several.